From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Calling the situation in Libya outrageous and unacceptable, President Obama said today the U.S. is studying the full range of options in terms of dealing with the situation there. The president's remarks came as Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi continues to crack down on anti-government demonstrators, including incidents where there have been violent clashes. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Obama warned Libya the world is watching.
Like all governments, the Libyan government has a responsibility to refrain from violence, to allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need, and to respect the rights of its people.
President Obama said the U.S. is doing everything it can to protect American citizens in Libya. That comes as a ferry carrying U.S. diplomats and family members, along with an unknown number of others, remains stuck in Libya. It was to have left for the island of Malta today, but was delayed due to bad weather. Israel has announced it will allow several hundred Palestinians from Libya to enter the Palestinian territory, Shira Frenkel reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to allow 300 Palestinians from Libya to return to the Palestinian territories. In an address to Israel's public radio Wednesday night, Netanyahu said he had agreed to allow the Palestinians to return as a humanitarian gesture due to unrest and violence sweeping Libya. The Palestinians leaving Libya would need to be approved individually by Israel's security authorities, said Israel's foreign ministry. The Palestinian Authority said as many as 20,000 Palestinians currently live in Libya. They added they would continue seeking approval for any Palestinian seeking to leave a hostile country. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frenkel.
Now that the Obama administration says it will stop defending the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, KQED's Scott Schaefer reports attorneys opposing California's Prop 8 say they are asking a federal court to allow same-sex marriages to resume in the state.
When a federal judge in San Francisco struck down Prop 8 last year, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals left the measure's ban on gay marriage in place as it considers the lower court ruling. Now, lawyers representing two same-sex couples are asking the appeals court to lift that stay. Attorney David Boies says justice delayed is justice denied.
That stay deprives gay and lesbian citizens of California and the children that they're raising of their constitutional rights, and we think that it's important that that not continue.
Supporters of Prop 8 will fight to keep that stay in place. Meanwhile, in a separate issue, the California Supreme Court is considering whether ballot measure proponents even have the legal authority to defend Prop 8 in court after California's governor and attorney general declined to do so. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Another major down day for Wall Street. Financial markets fell sharply for a second straight day on concerns about Mideast violence and the continued rise in oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 107 points to close at 12,105. The Nasdaq lost 33 points. The S&P 500 dropped 8 points today. You're listening to NPR. A proposal that would have required computer maker Apple to disclose a succession plan for chief executive and co-founder Steve Jobs has been rejected by shareholders. That's based on preliminary tallies being announced at the company's annual stockholders meeting in Cupertino, California today. Jobs is currently on indefinite medical leave, dealing with unspecified medical problems. Jobs has been battling pancreatic cancer and underwent a liver transplant in 2009. The Central Laborers Pension Fund, which owns Apple shares, had called for the plan to ensure a smooth transition in the event Jobs were to leave as CEO. The man behind the prank call to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he is shocked how easy it was to get through. Walker apparently believed the person he was talking to was a billionaire donor to the GOP. In reality, he was talking to a website editor from New York. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
In audio posted by the left-leaning Buffalo Beast, Walker believes he's talking with conservative businessman David Koch. Governor Walker is pushing a plan in Wisconsin that would strip public employee unions of most bargaining rights. In his conversation with the prank caller, Walker says he expects similar efforts to spread in other states. When the caller says Wisconsin is the first domino, Walker replies, "This is our moment." Democratic Representative John Richards said it showed why people need to fight the plan.
Now we know that this had nothing to do with balancing the budget and everything to do with him trying to change the course of history. That's what's going on here.
The governor's office confirmed the call and said it showed Walker says the same thing in private as he does in public. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
Crude oil futures were up $2.68 a barrel today, ending the session at $98.10 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington. Support.